And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you. From Queen Charlotte Safaris at the Queen Charlotte Islands, we have Valerie Hoperich and a special guest she brought along, too, so we'll introduce her soon. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. This is a show that everybody looks forward to. I can't wait to talk such a beautiful spot with Valerie today. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, good morning, Valerie.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Great to have you. And you brought a special guest today.
I did.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce?
Yeah, no, I want you to introduce her.
I might get emotional.
No, well, it's her daughter, Hallie. Good morning, Hallie.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you as special guest on radio show. Have you been on the radio before?
No.
Okay, it's a first for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So first I want to ask Hallie, what's it like hanging out up at your mom's place in Charlotte Safaris?
It's a surreal thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's amazing because I feel like kids my age really don't experience something like that.
And how old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16. And do kids like it when they come up there and
they
hang out?
They love it.
Yeah. What's there not to love, right?
I know.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And
postcard beautiful.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah. And little do you know, though, that Hallie's like a hardcore fisherman. I asked her, I said, what's your favorite thing about the place? And you said,
Fishing,
yeah. Right? Well, what's your favorite thing to catch?
I was going to say, this is with the fishing show. Like, we're going to need some specifics here.
I'd say for the fight, salmon.
Okay.
But halibut, just because we have the same name.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's so fun. So fun. And such a beautiful place. And what do you like about lodge life? You actually worked there when you're up there.
I did.
Yeah.
I like just being by the beach, honestly.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just so beautiful just to be upstairs with my mom helping her work and then just looking out and just having the ocean right there.
Yeah. Cool. It's such a beautiful location.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, it's on the beach. Yeah. And you don't think about being in the Queen Charlotte Islands as like going to the beach, but it's a beautiful place to walk.
It is.
And
you need to tell
them
how old you were your first time up.
1 month.
1 month old.
1 month old.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow. Well, Valerie, it's great to have you. And for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with Queen Charlotte Safaris, why don't you tell us about this beautiful place?
I think Hallie just said it.
Yeah, she did.
I feel the same feelings, but this is kind of a milestone year for me because the first time I landed in Haida Gwaii was May of 2000. And it is still as beautiful, stunning, untouched, unspoiled islands from the first time I landed in May of 2000 as today when wow. I still land. There's almost not even words for it. It's so pretty.
It's pristine. Yeah.
It is pristine. Yeah, I use that word a lot too. But it's just pristine. And just envision in your mind if you want to go somewhere that, of course, the beaches are pretty, all different colors of waters, which you guys got to see a lot of that this last year where you were fishing, were different colors in the waters. Yeah. But just the trees and the small stuff, like Hal and I will go for a walk and we see jellyfish or even if we see slugs and different color slugs or, you know, whatever you may see on the beach and the little treasures to being on the West Coast and whales coming through. We have river otters. We have a little family of river otters that are little lodge pets.
Eagles everywhere. Bald eagles everywhere.
To me, yes, the fishing. Like, people are coming for the fishing, but they make memories in mm-hmm. such a beautiful place. And, you know, we live in a fast world and technology and AI and all the stuff going on now. It's just a place to unwind.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's special. It's very surreal and very, very special to me and my family.
Yeah, it is. And one thing I learned last night, we had dinner last night, a delicious piece of Point Loma seafoods, white sea bass.
It was so delicious.
Yeah. Fresh white sea bass this time of year. Mm. Can you believe that at Point Loma seafoods?
I mean, I can because it was from Point Loma
seafoods. Yeah, 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 yeah. But anyway, I learned that area where you were used to have a lot more lodges than it does today.
Yep.
And so the fishing pressure has actually gone down from what it used to be.
And it never was huge.
Yeah.
But it's even less.
There's like
no floaters on the West Coast.
Yeah, there's no more floating lodges.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's just you and maybe one other lodge.
In Sandspit, yes. And then on the northern part up on Graham Island. So we're an archipelago of 100 islands.
Yeah.
So, and if you go to the northern island, there's some lodges up there, yes, on the very tippy point.
But that's a long ways away.
It is. It's a ferry ride or a plane ride.
They're not fishing the same waters.
No. And that's just it. Like, going between the two big islands, we go between Moresby and Graham.
Right.
It's hard. If you don't have a map, just kind of envision two big islands and going in between, and it opens up into a big sound, a big strait, and then you've got the continental shelf. You've got all the pinnacles.
Yeah.
And the bait.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Gotta have the bait.
They
got the grocery store. And the whales know there's a grocery store.
Yeah.
So we have orcas come through, humpbacks, gray whales, even blue whales have come through.
Wow.
And then you've got the salmon. And the thing about the salmon coming through is a lot of people don't understand about our islands are they're transitory.
Right.
And they're just making their way through. They're not spawning. We have fish that could be from Oregon, Washington, Lower Mainland, B.C., Alaska, from all over. Just
could be kiai fish even, right?
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, like all different fish. Captain Ed could give you a whole 101 salmon because he works for DFO off season, but he'll say, "Oh, these are so and so fish." I'm like, "Well, how do you know that?" And he goes, "I just know because the timing." But that's what makes us so unique. There is not a lot of people. One of the top questions I get asked is, "Well, when's the best time to come for Chinook king salmon?" And I'm like, "All summer."
Yeah.
Like there is.
Because the run, it doesn't matter whether it's June or August, the run is.
They're not piling up to go up a river. They're just there to get fat and happy.
Fat and happy and move on. And some of the fish are not even going to spawn.
Right.
So, you know, you get your older fish, of course, they're headed to the rivers, and you have younger fish that are juveniles just coming through, happy, happy, feed, and move on. So there is no downtime.
Yeah.
I loved hearing, you know, you guys talk over the years that fish might come and go where where, you know, where sometimes you're in an area where the size of stock of fish is pretty much going to be the same in some areas that you fish. And if the most of the salmon that year are around 20 pounds, well, that's what you're going to see. But that's not the case for you guys. You might be catching
all different
15
sizes.
Pounders one day, and the next day those fish move on and they get replaced by fish that are majority 30
whatever.
Pounders, whatever
yeah,
it might
just
be.
Don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I mean, and the quality, you already know that, Pete, like,
yeah,
the quality.
And what's amazing is every day is a different stock, it seems like. Because one day you're going to catch 18 to 20 pounders, and then the next day you're catching 25 to 30 pounders. It's like, where'd these fish come from, right? Because
yep.
everything's moving
yep.
through,
it's
right?
It's all moving through.
Yeah.
Salmon Superhighway.
Yeah.
That's a good
that's
way.
Awesome.
Instead of a 405 or the 5, we have the Salmon Superhighway.
Salmon Superhighway.
Yes.
And then the ling cod fishing, off the charts ling
yeah.
cod fishing, and,
location,
and rockfish fishing,
location,
and such like that.
Corey,
location.
Yeah. Corey had trouble talking about how good it was. Like, he had trouble putting it into words how good the ling cod fishing
yeah.
was. Like,
so
even with
fun.
Even armed with all the stories that you had talked about and how well to prepare for it, and then after experiencing it, like, had trouble telling the story just to find the right superlatives on how good the ling cod fishing was up there.
How good and how fun it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the halibut fishing, you know, while you're fishing ling cod or rockfish, you're catching nice halibut
yeah.
and such. So, yeah. And then the quality of the fish you bring up, because especially the salmon. We were talking about this last night. The salmon are so fatty and delicious that you catch up there because they're feeders, you know. They're
mm-hmm.
not kind of starving to go up
no.
and spawn
right.
and such like that. So the fat content of the salmon, the king salmon that you catch up there, or whatever, the silver salmon or
all
the
of them.
Or the chum salmon or whatever you catch.
All healthy.
They're like
yeah.
super healthy, fatty fish that keeps super well in the freezer.
That's a great point. Yeah, they're in
yeah.
their prime.
Yeah.
They're not at the end of it.
No.
They're in the middle of it.
Very,
yeah. great
very
point.
Early
yeah.
cycle.
Yeah.
yeah.
Hallie, what's your, you have to let him know, your biggest salmon?
How big was it? Wasn't it 25?
26.
26
pounds?
Yeah.
That's
awesome. A nice king.
Yeah.
I was pretty
yeah.
happy about that
yeah,
one.
I
it gave
so.
Up a pretty good fight.
Yeah. So what do you call it? What do you call that salmon? You call it a Chinook, a spring, a king?
I call it Chinook.
Chinook, yeah. okay, yeah. Yeah. yeah, what's one thing you have to get used to when you're in Canada is they say, oh, there's a nice spring. I was like, what the heck? What's a spring? Oh, that's a Chinook or a what king. We call a king salmon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, different
yeah.
vocabulary.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of them on the knuckle buster reels?
I did.
What'd
After that summer, I went home with some busted up knuckles. They were cut up when I was flying home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll have to tell about your experience with Captain Ed one day.
Oh.
oh.
We actually got a Grand Slam that day.
Did
and that
you?
Was my first Grand Slam ever.
Wow. And the Grand Slam is?
Chinook, ling cod, halibut, and rockfish.
Right on.
All in one
day.
In one day. Yeah.
That's so cool, Hallie.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a good place.
She got a pin for that.
Oh, she did. All right. Cool. While she was working.
While she was
yeah.
working.
So, and tell us about the lodge life, Valerie. I mean, what's the Queen Charlotte's Fairies Lodge like?
You know, I travel a lot, obviously, doing shows and events.
Right.
And
yeah, you just got back from 3 weeks in Vegas?
2 weeks in Vegas.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that was a lot.
At the rodeo.
Yeah, for the NFR. We had our booth there.
And now you're headed all over the place.
I'm headed to Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about trade shows
yeah.
in a little bit because
okay.
I have a whole little thing.
You have a whole list,
that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
To me, it's just I want to connect people to nature, like what we talked about before. And we even had that on our new boats on the back parts. You see how that's engraved on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about bringing people together, making new friends, and learning how to fish. We have a lot of guests. We're getting more and more guests that it's on their bucket list, but they're nervous, especially women,
mm-hmm.
to come up and fish, but they really want to do it, and they want to come with their husbands, and their husband's like, oh, we want you to come up, or families, like, or even kids mm-hmm. Hallie's age. So to experience nature and appreciate nature, appreciate the fishing, and enjoy the fishing and the endorphins and everything you get for fishing, that side of it, but also we also want the lodge side to be very memorable, and we want you to feel special. Like, I don't call the guests customers or clients. You're guests, mm-hmm. like family or friends, guests. Chef, he works very hard to, he just wants the food. He's a perfectionist. He wants that your food to be amazing, and it is.
Yeah.
And he's just a wonderful man, and he's lived the world. Like, he's from Scotland, lived in UK, came to Canada. He's traveled a lot, so he brings in different food, like the vegetables and how he makes. So I just want people to have the whole beautiful experience of Haida Gwaii and an emotional experience, and also kind of work those arms and work that body. And it just means a lot to me. For people have a lot of choices to go to, sure. a lot of places in the world, and they choose us. We think we're a special little spot. And
yeah,
it's just embracing people, I guess, is a good thing, and bringing yeah. them together. And dinner time's fun, and walking the beach, and just Sandspit's so cute. It's just like a cute little
one street.
Town. One, well, there's more than one street,
well,
but
so
we live on Beach Road. Like,
yeah.
how better can that be?
Yeah.
But I like embracing. I'm all about the people, the passion, the people. And I just want to make sure everyone just has an amazing time.
Yeah.
They're in an amazing place.
And one of the other things we talked about is how easy it is to get mm-hmm. to this super remote place. You think that because it's so remote that it's, you know, you got to keep playing here, you got to play here. First of all, you fly into Vancouver. And mm-hmm. Vancouver is one of the easiest places to fly to for an international destination.
Yes,
it's pretty easy getting in and out of Canada, and then you basically the best thing to do is to spend the night at this beautiful hotel right at the airport.
It's the Fairmont,
and then the next day you get on this hour and a half flight.
Hour and 40 minutes.
And it's a comfortable like an 80 passenger plane. That
yep.
lands you literally
right on the spit.
Seven minutes from the lodge.
Yeah, well, ten
maybe. Minutes.
Well, I tell people 2 hours once you land, minutes. And they're like, "What?"
No. Yeah.
And this is the other thing about Queen Charlotte, as far as the added value, for lack of better words, is we're really like a whole travel concierge service
right.
from start San Diego, wherever you're coming from, the United States, Canada. Want to ensure that your travel goes very smooth, and my team and I were there from the beginning of your journey to the end of your
mm-hmm.
journey. You don't have, and you clear customs in Vancouver. U.S.
Yes.
Customs is there, so when you get back to San Diego or L.A. or Dallas or wherever you're going back to, or
you're already cleared.
You're done. Yeah, you just get your fish and
yeah.
load it up and go home.
Yeah.
But so I'm going on year 24. So we've been helping. I just finished 23 years of helping guests with travel. And so
wow.
I have it dialed in pretty well.
Yeah, you
know a thing or two about it?
Yeah, a little bit. I want to make it easy.
Yeah.
And we take the extra step. My team, Mackenzie, my right arm admin gal, she is fantastic. We talk about travel every week.
Yeah.
And
the other thing, too,
it.
About the lodge, 24 people max.
Yeah, 24 guests.
So you have six
cool.
boats, right?
Yep.
And the boats are beautiful. You have several new boats, too, that
three.
To the fleet.
Yeah.
Three new boats, and they're super
post-pandemic.
Comfortable.
Post-pandemic. It took a while.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the lodge itself, because there's only 24 people there, the quality of the service, the comfort of the rooms and the lodge itself, when the sun's shining, that place is just, it's pretty epic. You grab
yeah.
They serve you a cocktail, and you sit out on the beautiful balcony there and watch the eagles and
mm-hmm.
and maybe the otters, too.
Yeah, maybe the river
yeah.
otters come up and say
yeah.
hi.
The deer grazing.
Yeah.
I mean, every morning, get up and look out your window, and there's deer grazing.
Okay, you got us. You got us. We're in. We're all
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Pretty. Well, and we take the extra step, even something as small as, like, your rainwear, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we switched over to Helly Hansen. Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
and
it's nice stuff.
She, that's part of her job.
Yeah.
I have to clean the rain gear.
Yeah, because of your name, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
So, but just all the little things
yeah.
add up. And when I travel and I go to a hotel and I'm doing a two-week show, and if there's a little extra something that they put in the room, and it's just like, oh, I just, the little things add up.
Little things that make your life easier.
Yeah, and it matters when you travel.
Totally.
It really does. And probably one of the coolest things about what I do is the people I meet and the friendships made and bringing people together at the dinner table. Like your group, was that epic or what? Like some people didn't even know each other and they're all, you know,
they're all good friends at the end.
And they're making plans to go on this trip together, or they're gonna go see a football game together, whatever it may be. But in the big world of the world, it's all about us being community and connected and friendship.
Yeah, that's great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about Queen Charlotte Safari. We just haven't even delved too far into the great fishing and the other opportunities there.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun and a busy morning, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways to do it. And first, just give us a call. The number one line available if you want to get through this morning is 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us if you want to talk to Valerie this morning, or you can send a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup now, and the only way to text in your questions for Queen Charlotte Safaris is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download, easy to get, a great way to listen to all the archive shows, a great way to catch up on Let's Talk Hookup information, and the only way to text in your questions to Valerie today. Again, that's through the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see the text the show option. And when you do send your text in, make sure you include your contact information, just your name and a phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to give it to you. And man, what a cool prize are we giving away at the end of today's show. So one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show, and that's going to be determined by a coin flip. So Hallie's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and on that coin there's a C and a T. One side's for caller and one side's for texter, and that's going to determine whether a caller wins or a texter wins. And somebody's going to win an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing on any open party boat. So how it works is, whatever boat is running an open party overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing, it might be the Pacific Queen, it might be the Pegasus, it might be the Tomahawk, it might be the Pacific Dawn, whatever, any boat that's running open party overnight, you got a spot going. It has to be an open party trip run through the landing with a spot on it. You're going.
And the other thing, too, with that is if you wanted to upgrade to a day and a half, they'll allow you to do that, too.
You might need to check with Carl on that one, but you sweet talk him. I bet you could probably make that happen. But, availability, open party through the landing, doesn't matter what boat, someone's going fishing overnight at a Fisherman's Landing. How cool is that? Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your opportunity to talk to Valerie, talk some Queen Charlotte Safaris, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River, and your boat is just steps away from your room, makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance sales event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey anglers, John Erdy here with Visit Mammoth. We've been a proud sponsor of the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond at the Hall Family Shows for more than a decade. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and find out why Mammoth Lakes is such a special place to visit. Plan your trip now at visitmammoth.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Absolutely every single phone line packed up. Texts are packing up. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is for sure. You want to get through, I think. Well, no, there's no lines.
Yeah,
open.
No, it's full.
Oh, yeah. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Yeah, how about we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido. John, thanks for getting us started here on the phones this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Valerie and Haley and Rick and Pete. I was at first because I was so excited, right? So I was calling in at 6:59, you know. But we've got talked a couple times on the radio. We've saw you at the show last year in Long Beach, and just your whole outfit, the people that we've dealt with, even the people that they've referred us to as far as travel agencies and things like that. Everybody has been super helpful. We just can't wait to come up in August. The thing says there's two trips, but it only shows the one trip, the 3rd through the 7th. It doesn't show a date for the second trip for Let's Talk Hookup. And we're on that 3rd through the 7th, and we're going to come up a couple days early to enjoy Vancouver before we come over to the island and stuff. But
that's a great idea.
The Maritime Travel Agency that you guys was just has been super, super helpful.
Leanna.
Leanna was the girl that my wife's been, you know, and it's been nothing but a pleasure. So we can't wait to see you at the show, and we can't wait to come up and fish with you and eat your good food and just, you know, see National Geographic live.
We were just talking about National Geographic because, well, first of all, thank you for booking. And I remember meeting you, and Leanne is from Maritime Travel, and we've connected with a neat travel agency right there in Vancouver, and these ladies know what they're doing.
That's cool.
Yes.
No, that's a good
thing. So we're excited.
And we do have two trips this year, the 3rd through the 7th and the 7th through the 11th.
Of course.
Both of them are full right now, but... call Valerie, get on a waiting list, because you never know. Things change.
Always.
Life changes.
That's why you need to have trip insurance.
Yeah, for sure.
Things do change. Yeah. So you mentioned the nature part, and Hallie is kind of a nature buff there. We were talking about the trails and the hiking and stuff like that to do on Haida Gwaii. You'd like to do that, huh?
Yeah, I do. It's just so beautiful. And down the street, there's Dover Trail, which is a really, really good trail. I recommend doing it when you come up. It's so beautiful.
Literally, like, what, half a mile from the lodge?
Yeah,
you walk
right
to the
down
lodge.
The street.
Yeah, right across from the harbor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and you just... I mean, you could get lost in there. It's such a thick, beautiful forest.
You could. Yeah. Just stay on the trail. Yeah. I think you'd be good.
But the trails are very well marked.
Yes.
And really nice series of trails. And the thickness and the beauty in that forest is just beyond comprehension. There's nobody there. And if you go at the right time of the year, I understand, on the Dover Trail, this is actually salmon running up that little creek. That
later
goes
there, in
right?
our season.
Oh, how
like
cool
in,
is that?
Like in late August, September.
Not Chinook, though. Now, let's keep
sure. It's,
the Chinook do not, they're not spawning there. It's
silver coho.
Coho's silvers, chums, pinks are going there. And then we have our early spawn of sockeye. Early in the season.
Yeah, so they're actually, so if you're walking up the Dover Trail and you go, wow.
Walk across fish.
That's so cool.
Looks like there could be fish in here. There are at certain times of the year, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You're
there.
Have you seen the fish going up the river? Yeah,
no,
I've been there earlier or later.
Yeah, you're not there late enough. You're back in school.
Yeah. So, well, great. Well, thanks a lot, John, and we'll look forward to seeing you,
John,
in Haida Gwaii in August for our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip. That's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, hey, we had a bunch of great texts standing by.
Yeah.
Pumped that one up. One was from Gary from Lawndale. Said, I'm dying to come to Queen Charlotte Safaris. I've had a chance to go to Alaska a few times, and this is next on my list.
A few times?
Yeah. Gary White's got a lot of trips under his belt. And some of our past trips, we've been able to buy extra goodies to add to our boxes, spot prawns, crab, salmon roe, things like that. Are there any opportunities like that when we come up to Queen Charlotte Safaris?
There is. T&M Seafood, they're over on the other island. I just need to know in advance. Mm-hmm. And I have on your first day, I have a sheet. You can't take crab. Crab's hard to do. But
okay.
They do have some crab meat you can buy. But they have usually lox, smoked, candied. Scallops.
Ooh.
A lot of people get the scallops.
Spot prawns,
and sometimes you can even get some black cod. We call it sable fish. What else do they have on there? That's pretty much it. But he has a variety of things, and he's all certified. We don't have a big commercial fishery, thank goodness.
Right.
But we do have a small, and T&M Seafood is where we buy all our seafood that we serve at the lodge.
Yeah.
High quality, like the halibut, the lingcod, halibut, ling, and salmon we buy from T&M.
Spot prawns.
And spot prawns, and then, of course, we put the crab pots down. And
that's so rad.
Well, that's
see the table.
And I was going to say, that's one of the other things, is that you can catch your own crab, and they're very prolific there, and they're big. And you have this feast of Dungeness crab one night that's like, and then he serves dinner. That was just an appetizer. It's like, wait a minute.
I know.
Wow.
People are like, whoa.
Yeah, wow. But you do go drop crab pots on your way out and then pick them up on the way home.
Yep.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it's super fun,
cool.
You know?
Yep.
It's
like
prize in every package.
It's on your license, so you can actually have, each person can have 6 crab to eat.
That's cool.
Yes.
But like for Gary's thing, if he wanted to get spot prawns and scallops, you could set it up and get a couple of pounds of each, and then you'll see to put it in his shipping box, and it goes, he doesn't have to do a thing other than just buy his...
Give me his credit card.
Yeah, pay a few bucks, and it's ready to go.
It's ready to
there
go.
There you go, Gary.
All right, thanks a lot for
Gary.
Stephen Falbrook said, good morning. What are the limits, and how much fish can you expect to bring home? Is there processing available? And he says, Happy New Year, too.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start on limits. Real quick, is 8 salmon, 4 can be Chinook. I don't know anywhere else you can have 4 Chinook in your box. Halibut, as of now, you can have one. They're measured in centimeters, not weighed, so which is actually kind of to an advantage. So you can have one large halibut or 2 small halibut. So depending on you get into the halibut hole, you get what you get.
Sure. Right.
Lean cod, you can have 6 going home per angler, and that is very generous.
6. And these are big lean cod.
All different sizes.
I mean, you
can
have 6 30-pounders if you wanted.
Yeah. We get everything.
I'm just going to throw out there, the well-known comparison is 1 annually.
Yeah.
That's where some of the other limits. That's where some of the other
and in
like.
A slot limit.
In a very tight,
very
slot, limit.
Slot limit.
Very tight slot limit.
Yeah. The one that's Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is, we should clarify, this is Canadian limits.
This is
correct.
And this is BC
Canada.
And the zone we're
the
in
zone.
Because it can be different in, like, the lower mainland has a little bit different limits than where we're at.
Right.
Mainly, like, lingcod, and but and I pay attention to where we're at.
Right, and Alaska the same way. Like, there's different limits for lingcod in different parts of Alaska, but in southeast, where most common fishing is, it's one fish. Like, and I think it's 30 to 35 inches. It's a real tight slot.
Right, which is not a big lingcod.
That's what I'm saying, And here you're talking six.
Yeah, six, any size.
Our lingcod is...
And it's delicious. The lingcod tastes so different than the lingcod you catch here in Southern California. It's like a different fish.
I've never had lingcod from California.
Yeah, there's no comparison there. I mean, it must be the diet or what they're eating. It's so fatty.
It's all about...
It's delicious.
Nutrition in the water.
I just wish bait. I wish Corey were here again. I know you talked about it. I know he sung the praises, but you know, Corey is so into the harvest of the fish and things like that. It's not, you know, he loves fishing them. He's fish crazy, but he's so into that part of it too. And he just goes on and on, Pete, exactly what you talked about, that the joy goes on so much when you get home because that particular fish is so good. And it's not like cooking a lingcod that you catch in the kelp beds out of here. It's just it's a different thing to get to share with family and friends, and it's so good.
Yeah.
You know, you get stoked to get to prepare it because it's such a good piece of fish.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there was talk last year by the guides, you catch so many giant yellow eye.
Yes.
You catch so many, and it's so sad to see a lot of them floating away because you're trying to send them, and some do, some don't. There's talk that they may allow some yellow eye take this year.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear from DFO on that, and we've all, my guides and I had a meeting with them, like a Zoom meeting, and
it's like, how about it?
Well,
right?
he kept track, and he turned it in at the end of the season. So we're hoping, because it's really sad to
because
you take it home and eat it instead of floating away.
Right, and it's obviously, if it's that prolific, they don't need to have a zero limit on it.
Yeah. Well,
it's made a comeback.
Ask me next time I'm on the show. I'll have an answer for you on that.
All right.
So to get to also his question about fish processing.
Fish processing, yes. Very important.
What we do is the all-inclusive trip. And fish processing includes that. And I want to talk more about the whole package. We don't have to do it right this minute, but... All custom fish processing is included, and your fish is processed every evening. So when you come into the marina, it all gets marked into your tub. They cut that night. Like, it's not sitting all night on ice. Like, they cut until it's done. And then bone out. They take all the skin off the whitefish, skin left on your salmon. It's all vacuum packed, nice heavy vacuum bags, and species identified. And we double protect it. It goes into a styro cooler inside of a box for transport home. And this is all included. The box, the processing, it's all part of the package. Whether you have one 50-pound box or three 50-pound boxes, it's all included.
So the question he has, how much fish you bring it home, as much as you
catch
your
legal limits. Depending on the size of fish.
I bring back two boxes. Yes. That's generally speaking, probably in the two boxes, probably 80 pounds of fillets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Think about how much.
That's a lot of fish.
That's like
and no waste.
Fillet going on the grill amount, you know.
It's like going to the fish market.
Yeah, that's not heads and tails.
Yeah,
that's
nothing.
That's going on the grill.
It's gone.
Right. and they do an excellent job of processing there. The other thing that they do on the Queen Charles Safari's boats is everything that it comes on the boat gets put on ice, too.
Yes.
There's ice on the boats.
Yep.
And so it's not sitting in a hold. If it's a warm day, because it does get...
It can be warm out there.
It can be in the 60s and 70s, It gets immediately put on ice, and so it's on ice all day while you're fishing.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but fish... And the other thing is, fish... We can check you most for people that are coming back all the way home. We will check your fish from Sandspit to like San Diego all the way through.
Right.
You clear customs in Vancouver. The fish is cleared in Vancouver. You get to San Diego. It's all done.
Yeah. It's treated like a check
bag.
So
easy.
It's super easy.
Super easy.
Well, this text goes right along, Pete, with what you were just mentioning. And it says, good morning, Valerie, what's the peak warm, hot t-shirt weather month where I can be in my shorts and t-shirts? I want to be fishing in 70-degree weather. So, Pete, since you said sometimes it's 70 degrees up there, Mike Roseby wants to know, Valerie, what's the best time for him to be up there in shorts and a t-shirt?
I am not Mother Nature, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I don't know. Hallie, what do you think? Maybe July? I mean, it's interesting because we have so many microclimates,
right.
And our temperatures really do not vary more than 10 degrees all summer.
It's pretty warm there in comparison to Alaska, even southeast Alaska. It's much more temperate.
We're a temperate rainforest.
Yeah.
So,
anytime,
really?
It's like they say in Alaska, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Because it changes so much.
It does.
But I would say it probably changes a little less in Haida Gwaii. It's a little more temperate than it would be in southeast Alaska, and then certainly more temperate than it would be in, like, northern Alaska.
I mean, the thing is, when it's not shorts and T-shirts, that means it's a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt. You know, I mean, it's not frigid, frozen, cold. And when it's not jeans and a sweatshirt, it is shorts and a t-shirt. You know, I mean, it's just not, they're not these extreme Arctic weather conditions.
Well, and it depends on the person. I will have to say we have a lot of Arizonans that come up, and they definitely... bring their flip-flops and their shorts and their tank tops.
That's funny.
And you can see our pictures that we have, like in our booth or in our brochure. Some people are in T-shirts and some people are in turtlenecks.
Totally.
I mean, everyone's body's different, but it's not freezing up there.
No. And Hallie, how many layers do you wear when you're going fishing?
I'd say like two.
That's all?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your rain gear if you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just good because it keeps the you know, you got action going on and then the
fish
boat,
slime
you
and
the
salt
scales,
spray and yeah.
It's all just getting on you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah. And
would.
She has to clean all the rainwear too.
Yeah. So you've seen it all.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of this great info, lots more with Hallie and lots more with Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Join us as we honor 76 years of Hall Family Shows at the Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, international travel, off-road adventure, and the overland experience. Hundreds of seminars. Learn to trout fish the Eastern Sierras. Bass fishing legends from fresh and salt water will entertain you daily. Legendary anglers will celebrate our unique California offshore fleet from Point Conception to beyond the Mexican border. Learn to fly fish at the Fly Fishing Show within a show. Acres of boats, fishing boats, towboats, pontoon boats, inflatables, personal watercraft, and more. All under one roof. Make the deal of a lifetime. Enjoy the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Turner's Outdoorsman Ultimate Air Dogs, and the Convict Lake Great American Duck Races. Join CCA Cal for a special show package. Thanks to Accurate Fishing Tackle, Okuma, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, Daiwa, and the Southern California Ford Dealers. The Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of fun, Queen Charlotte's, and been talking good fishing. And speaking of talking good fishing.
Well, I'll tell you what. We just heard Rick talking about his Parker boat from West Coast Marine. I want to remind you, next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m., Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine Parker Boats Yamaha Outboards will be here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. And that's going to be fun, talking Parker boats and Yamaha Outboards with Nick. Nick's super knowledgeable and has a new introduction that he's going to be talking about too.
Nick's not messing around. Yeah.
No, he's not.
New introduction, lots going on. I know, you know, boat show season coming up. They're going to be making some big splashes. There's going to be a lot. Yeah. Nick's got a lot to talk about
next
weekend. Yeah,
I know. I know that Nick's said that he's going to be at the Bart Hall Long Beach, Bart Hall Del Mar, the PCS show, the whole thing with a brand new Parker and a brand new something else that he'll talk about next week.
And I know that Bart's got a really big boat, killer boat display this year at Long Beach. So, you know, same deal as always. I mean, if you're in the market for a boat, Long Beach has always been the time to buy a boat. So, it's going to be fun.
And it's only like 3 weeks away. Less than 3 weeks away. Yeah, for sure. Well, it's time for the catch report.
You got it, man. It sure is. And as always, boy, this time of year, we talk about it all the time. The best quality, the easiest in and out, and the lowest gas prices. That's all at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, your truck, or for your trailer boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day on the water, plus you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Stop in, say hi to Martha and their great friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always the lowest prices. That's at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Year, all that
good
good
morning.
Stuff.
Happy New Year to you too, buddy.
Right on. Good stuff this week, you know. Beautiful weather. A little breezy here and there, but gosh, another great week here. Water temps for us still in the lower 60s, like 61 to just under 62. And the half-day trips, you know, we saw plenty of bass action with that water temp. You know, it's crazy. We're catching these bass, and, you know, they're coming up off the bottom or near mid-water. And they're not cold. You know, sometimes you get those sand bass in the winter and you pick them up out of the water and you're like, ooh, that's a cold fish. This stuff is not cold. So that, you know, kind of amazing with this wind that we've had and this wind that we've had, you know, we're going to have today. It hasn't really dropped the water temperature too much. So that water is pretty solid through the calm, which is pretty impressive for January.
Yeah.
So that nice sand bass being caught on, like the sliding egg sinker setups, those Carolina rigs being midwater, that's been a perfect setup for our guys. I've been fishing anywhere from like a half ounce to a 1 ounce sliding egg sinker. Reverse dropper loops, catching some fish there off the bottom too. But the best baits for that bass has been like the strip baits this week. It was weird. The strip mackerel and the strip sardine accounted for a lot of those bass that we were catching this week. Three quarter day has been good too, as we've been kind of on that sculpin and whitefish program. Some nice quality on those whitefish this week. Kind of impressive for our neck of the woods down on the beach here. Typically, you know, you see some of that bigger stuff out of the islands and whatnot. Stuff on the beach here has been really nice. And that sculpin has been good, too. The rubber lure fished on a dropper loop, you know, thread the rubber lure on the lead head and then loop that on your dropper loop. That was the hot ticket for the sculpin this week. I'd say the colors, like the pinks, the reds, and the orange-colored lures were doing the best for the guys on that sculpin. And the guys that kind of worked out a little bit were able to sort through some of the short ones, and that gets some really nice quality sculpin to go along with their whitefish. So good stuff there. Our hoop net trips have been out a little bit this week, too. Those guys are, you know, catching lobster, measuring the, you know, what they have in their net, releasing the shorts, keeping the, you know, the legals there for their charter groups. And just, you know, a good week in and around a little bit of wind. So the wind forecast today has us off the water, obviously. So, and our fleet's kind of in the maintenance zone. The Fury's out of the water. We're taking the Sunfin out of the water tomorrow along with the new San Mateo. So just kind of that time of year where we get that stuff dialed in too. So good week still. You know, it's crazy. We're talking about maintenance and stuff like that, but the bass fishing and all the other stuff still clicking right along with it. So
do you guys haul out right there at home?
No, we go up to Newport. We haul up to Newport, which is pretty close. Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll be for the next week or two. So guys want to hop on a trip, we've got, you know, the Clementi and the Real Fun and the Dana Pride will be fishing, you know, with everyone else gone and whatnot. So give the landing a phone call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page. That'll take you right over to our website, and you can book online from there.
And, of course, whales are in full swing, right, at Dana Wharf?
The whale's been awesome, man. Orcas this week for the whale watch boats, just phenomenal humpback whale shows. You think you were in British Columbia. Yeah, it's great.
Wow. That's awesome, Willie. Well, a great report as always, man. And like you say, we get through this little bit of wind here, and we'll get right back to fishing, man. Great report, and talk to you next week.
Right on, guys. Have a great week. We'll
Thanks,
talk
Willie.
To you next year.
Thanks for
that very much.
And while we're waiting for Gunny, let's jump into the phone.
Yeah, you got it, man. We got very patient callers. Every single phone line full. Let's jump back into it and talk to John. He's calling us from Dallas, Texas this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I'm Valerie. My question to Valerie is, I have two young grandchildren. Is there activities for them to do there?
Do they want to go fishing?
Oh, yeah, they love fishing. They're 5 and 6. Boy and girl.
So we recommend usually age 8 to 10, but if they have exposure, like if they've been on the water and they've fished before, no problem, because our youngest angler actually is someone that everybody knows in Southern California, would be Bill Dupree's sons.
Oh, okay.
And they were about 5 and 6, and they grew up on the water. So far as activities, you know, of course we have hiking, we have beachcombing, we have shuffleboard, we have horseshoes, we have cornhole, and we have all kinds of other games. So that kind of stuff we have. But as far as the fishing part of it, I mean, it's very safe. The boats are covered heated. We have all the first aid and all that. But I just recommend if anyone's going to bring, you know, younger, that they... That they've
eight
had
to 10 or,
yeah,
or seasons.
Or seasoned, yeah, that have at least been on a boat and a little bit familiar with being on a boat.
Yeah. But there are, like, if they wanted to take a day off of fishing, there's excursions that you could
sure.
do to
yeah.
The other island, to up into the
but
lake.
But there's no shopping malls.
There's no.
No shopping malls. And there's internet at the lodge, but you get outside of... Other places, there's no internet.
Yeah. Yeah, and even your cell phone will work if you walk across the street stand on the beach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, if John and his wife and the two grandkids, all four of them go out fishing for the day, and the grandkids have a good time, but they're wanting to not put the same full day, because they're not as hardcore as Hallie would be, say.
Yeah.
He
wants to go all day.
if they're wanting to just do a half a day or a three-quarter day, any problem with them coming in early and
not
just calling their day?
Not a problem.
That's
especially
cool.
if they... I mean, they come as a family.
Right. They take the whole boat.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I mean, and actually, there's some neat touring to do from boat.
Okay.
From the boat that is, we can beach it because we have jets. So you can beach up and they can go into the forest and see some neat things. Did you guys go to the totems? Did you stop and do that?
No, we didn't. We're too busy fishing.
I was going to say, who are you talking to right now? Like, come on, what are you doing?
You didn't do it.
What a cut into fishing time, Valerie.
You're on the wrong radio show, Valerie.
But
anyways,
but
we are very family friendly. We had a family of 15 from North Carolina that came up, and they had a ball. You were up there with us, Sally. She's kind of the team leader.
So tell me about the totems. There's a place where they can beach the boat, and then you walk in and see some old.
So when you go. When you're doing the wall, you go around the Buck Point, and you go down that way. There is a very, very, there's one totem. And they do offer tours. There's the touring company, High Style Expeditions, that we work with, and they do tours to many totems.
Yeah.
But you do have to go by boat. And then you get off. It's like a 12-passenger hovercar. Like, it beaches up and goes down in the front, and you walk off.
Oh, wow.
And we do tours, book tours for them as well. But when you're out where you're fishing, there's a lot of beauty that you can see. That if you don't want to fish, like if you want to go in and do something like that.
All these beautiful coves and stuff like that.
Oh, so pretty. Lots of coves. And lots of different colors, like jellyfish in the water and different colors. So there's just a lot of marine life to see and a lot of birds.
And one of the most spectacular museums I've ever been into, the Heritage Center, the Totem Museum on the other island, is just take the ferry across, and I mean, you get mesmerized by the culture there.
Yes,
it's pretty amazing.
The Haida have a very beautiful culture.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Cool people too.
Yes.
Hey, I have another one. Ryan and Anza sends in to Texas. Hi guys, I'm wondering about the boats and how many does Valerie have, and what brand they are, and where they're built. Okay. So tell us about the boats. He wants to know everything.
You want to know everything about our boats. Well, guess what? I know a lot about the boats.
Because you have to pay for them.
Because I pay for them. And I help design them a little bit. Like, the biggest thing for me, they have to be pilot house covered, of course. We have they're heated, covered, flushing, marine head, toilet, whatever you would like to call it. But the boats are made for the West Coast. They're aluminum. Four of the boats are precision welds, made in Anacortes, Washington, and the other three are Thunder Jets, and they were made in Clarkson, Washington. And we have Hamilton Jets on all of them, and we have Yanmar Motors on a few of them, and then we have the Kodiaks on the Thunder Jets. So in a nutshell, the reason why we have a jet, and I'm the only operator on the islands that use a jet, is because we're going between the two big islands, and it's tide sensitive. So there can be times you can't get on the West Coast to the best fishing until 10, 11, 12 o'clock. So imagine if I'm at a show, and they're like, oh, what time do we leave the dock? And I'm like, 11. They're like, they're gone.
Yeah.
So we leave.
Because of the tide. The fluctuation of the tides. It depends on the tides.
Because at 6 a.m. when they would be wanting to leave, there's only 12 inches of water where they need to pass.
So our boats have an actually 8-inch draft.
Crazy.
But I'm more comfortable if the guides go through in a foot and a half, and so are they.
And the narrows are pretty. It's a thrill ride. It's like an e-ticket.
That's so cool.
The channel going through the Skidigate, we have a east narrow, west narrow, but going through the channel, I mean, you're surrounded by beauty.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I tell everybody.
Bears and deer and otters.
That could be a tour on its own.
So cool.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
So the reason for the jets is because there could be 20 feet of water in there, and there could be 0 feet of water in there.
Correct.
And so you can set a pretty standard schedule that
we're out at 6:30.
Where you don't have to worry, and you're there.
Sometimes we're chasing water.
Yes.
Sometimes we're not chasing water.
Right.
And so I went from Boston Whalers with 300 Verado outboards. Back in 2012 was the big move. It has been a learning curve because we are remote and parts and things.
Sure.
But it is so nice to have a schedule.
Yes.
And not be all, because every 2 weeks that tide is changing. When it changes, we have two tide changes. We're talking like 18 feet of water change.
Yeah.
Like not a
smoother.
Little tiny change. So, they work out
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Yep. And it also allows us, though, if for people that want to go into a cove and beach it, a lot of the guides will do that, and the guests love it. They get off the boat.
Sure.
And
I think that sounds awesome.
Sit and eat for a little bit and go for a little hike and get on the boat and back. I mean, so lots of options.
Just such a different experience than what we're used to, especially from Southern California. You don't do that ever. Like, it just adds yet another cool, another cool part to the trip.
Lots of inlets to go in and check out.
That's cool. Yeah, for sure. All right, it doesn't look like Gundy's going to join us today.
Well, I can imagine. It's been some rough weather.
Yeah.
It's been a holiday.
A lot of surf.
Yeah. I think Gundy gets Gundy's an earned a holiday, New Year's day off. So, well, that is going to wrap up our catch report. And we want to remind you, great timing, too. With the start of the new year, that 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar, it's available right now at local tackle stores. All the landings is loaded with such great photos, information, and the best tide charts. Get your calendars today. All right, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, more of your phone calls, more great information with Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking, on Mission Day, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Join us as we honor 76 years of Hall Family Shows at the Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, international travel, off-road adventure, and the overland experience. Hundreds of seminars. Learn to trout fish the Eastern Sierras. Bass fishing legends from fresh and salt water will entertain you daily. Legendary anglers will celebrate our unique California offshore fleet from Point Conception to beyond the Mexican border. Learn to fly fish at the Fly Fishing Show within a show. Acres of boats, fishing boats, towboats, pontoon boats, inflatables, personal watercraft, and more. All under one roof. Make the deal of a lifetime. Enjoy the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Turner's Outdoorsman Ultimate Air Dogs, and the Convict Lake Great American Duck Races. Join CCA Cal for a special show package. Thanks to Accurate Fishing Tackle, Okuma, Bob Sam's Fishing Tackle, Daiwa, and the Southern California Ford Dealers. The Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.